My son, what is going on in your world? A mother called the other day and told me that her son was having an experience that was not very pleasant. That her son was going through something that was not very pleasant. Of course, I didn't have her tell me what that was. It would make a much more interesting story to you, my listeners, to know all of the gory details, but I don't let people tell me what the problem is. I let them tell me what the solution is, and then we work on the solution. And I told this mother, I said, you know, do you think that your son did this that you are of an awareness that he might have done? Well, no. Well, you hesitate. You hesitate. Perhaps in your heart you do think that your son did do what you're thinking or hearing or feeling that he has done. Well, the evidence, the indications are, yes, that's true. That's often the case. And the evidence and the indications will grow and grow and grow as you pay attention to the problem. There was one mother, and the people came to her and said, your son stole my son's bike. And the mother thought to herself, well, now, all right, let's check that out. I'm not going to blame my son until my son tells me his story. So she went to her son and she said, boy, the neighbor said you stole their son's bike. And he said, no, Mom, I did not. But they said you did. They saw you take it. And they saw you riding it. No, Mom, I did not steal it. I did not take it. Well, what's this all about then? I don't know, Mom. All I know is I did not do it. Okay, son, you never lie to me, and I believe in you, and I am confident that what you're saying is the truth, but now let's go find out why they think otherwise. And so they both went to the neighbors. And the mother was talking to the neighbor lady and said, now, my son saw you take his bike and ride away with it. Yeah, I didn't do that. But he said he saw you do it. And he said he saw you throw it down and leave it down the street. No. He said he saw you do that. Well, I didn't. But you're lying. My son doesn't lie. You're lying. And so they both got together, both mothers, and they said, now come on, let's take both boys out and go do something together. So they took both boys out and they did something together. And the two boys were playing together, and it seems as though they forgot their animosity and they forgot their unhappy, or at least one of the unhappiness, and they just played together. And then after a while, the one boy said to the other, why did you say I stole your bike? You know I didn't do that. Well, because I'm mad at you. Well, what do you mean you're mad at me? Did I steal your bike or didn't I? Well, I'm mad at you. Well, are you still mad at me? No. Well, did I still steal your bike? If you're not mad at me anymore, did I still steal your bike? No. Well, you know, it's not nice to say lies about other people just because you're mad. And sometimes you say lies to other people and other things happen that are not so nice. Because, you know, I've never lied in my life. I just don't know how to do that. And I don't need to, because I always do things that are truthful. The other boy said, yeah, I know. I know. I know, but You make me so mad. Well, why do I make you mad? Well, you make me mad because my mother is always pointing out that you're better than I am, you're better than I am, and I should live like you. Well, should you live like me? I don't know. Well, look, you don't need to live like me. You just live like you. I'll live like me. And I like me, and I like telling the truth, and I like doing things right, and I'm not worried because I know that because I always tell the truth, people will believe in me. But I started being not nice and lying. How can people start believing in me? It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It's just what we do today. Now, what are you going to do today? Are you going to always tell the truth today? Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard. I'm not in the habit of doing that. Well, good habit to get into, I think. I like telling the truth because it always brings me good results. Oh, yeah. I like you. You're a good guy. You always make me feel good, even when I shouldn't be feeling good because I did something bad to you. Ah, come on now. You're my friend. And just because you say something because you're angry doesn't mean I'm going to stop being your friend. Ah, come on, let's go tell Mom that I lied. No, no, don't tell Mom that you lied. Just say, Mom, I made a mistake. He didn't take it. And is that true, too? Yeah, I made a mistake. He didn't take it. Let's go tell him. So the two boys went back to the house. And there their moms were sitting having coffee together. And the one boy said, Mom, he didn't take my bike. I'm mistaken. But you told me he did. Yes, Mom, I'm mistaken. But you told me he did. Now you make me look so stupid. Mom, I'm the one that was stupid. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Oh, son, why do you always do this? Mom, don't say always. Mom, I don't want to always do this. Mom, I'm sorry. Oh, all right. And so the boy and his mother went back to their house. And the boy said, Well, Mom, what's for supper? And she says, Son, I don't know what to do with you. You're so wonderful. You know how to just put a leveling thing on all things in life. You're just so wonderful. And you know, this is how we are. We have the ability to put a leveling thing on things. Things are not always as they seem to be. We look at things and we think they're going to be one way, and they could very readily be quite a different way. Well, I told this story to this lady. And as I told the story to the lady, she said, Yes, I know. But. I said, There are no buts. You either believe in your son 100% or you don't. And what you're really doing is you're believing in yourself. And when you believe in your son 100%, no matter whether it may have been true before, it is not true now. Whether it may have been true that the circumstances that were making you unhappy about him seemed to be so, they are not so any longer. He could just as easily come home and tell you, Mom, I've just had a tough week and I've done some dumb things, and Mom, that's not the way I want to go. Mom, I excused myself for the dumb things I did, and everybody says, okay, and now, Mom, I'm telling you I'm sorry. Well, son, why did you think you had to tell me you're sorry? Because, Mom, you got eyes behind your head. You know everything I'm doing. You always know what I'm doing. Well, son, I have eyes behind my head that see you always doing beautiful things and being a beautiful boy. I know, Mom. That's why it was tough for me to be different. Well, all things work out in perfect divine order when we begin living now with the thought of who and what we are, with the dream and the goal of who and what we are, of letting go of the past, letting go of all the illusions, letting go of all the concern that we had, and looking at things from their divine perspective and saying, all is good and very good. All the illusions, to the contrary, disappear, and only that which is my highest good remains. For that is all that matters, and that is all that I am. All that I am remains, because that's who I am. And what a wonderful world it is when I live my life from that perspective, when I live in my world from that perspective. Will this mother ever doubt her son again? Oh, I'm quite sure she will. But will she doubt him less and less? Oh, yes. Will she put the cause in motion that she believes in herself and in everything in her world, and that she believes in her son, and she believes in life as she has created it to be perfect now? We are living in the moment. We are not living in the past. We let things go in the past. We let the things, the illusions go. And new illusions come forth. New illustrations come forth to show us where we stand. And as these new illustrations come forth to show us where we stand, letting go of the past, it no longer has any hold on us. And we live in the now. It's a wonderful world, isn't it? I love it so. And I love you so. Because I create you out of all the goodness I can conceive of being. And I wrap you in that goodness, in that light of love. And all is good and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.